Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah al-Fattah al-Mannan, ذو الطول والفضل والإحسان, الذي منع علينا بالإيمان وفضل ديننا على سائر الأديان, والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح, رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we are present here for Jummah Salat. We are here to witness another Jummah prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us. He has chosen us to be present here to witness another Jummah Salat. We acknowledge the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tells us to hasten towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept Him as our Creator and our Master. But together with loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us ponder upon the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He mentions to us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. The Rasul is proclaiming to the people, if you claim and you see that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فاتبعوني, then follow me. And we are sitting here together, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we acknowledge Him as our Creator. لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing before Him. وَلَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing after Him. We acknowledge Him as being the Khaliq, the one who has created us from nothing. My dear respected brothers and sisters, with that same level of acknowledgement and understanding, it is upon us to follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. Allah will love you. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, what is the result when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone? When Allah is pleased with someone, what is the result? When Allah mentions concerning the Sahabas in the Quran, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah as their Lord, for them will be paradise. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins, my dear respected brothers and sisters. And that is what we need. That is exactly what we need, my dear respected brothers and sisters, the rahmat and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy and His forgiveness. It is upon us to respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is upon us to assist in the spreading of this word of La ilaha illallah, as He was that one, the bringer of glad tidings, the warner, the one to preach al-Islam to the entire mankind. It falls upon our shoulders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, as for those who believe, be with Him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and they respect Him and they honor Him, وَنَصَرُوهُ, and they helped Him, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ, and they followed the light, الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ مَعَهُ, which was sent with Him, the Quran and the Sunnah. It is upon us to do the respect of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَذَّمُوهُ, and respect Him and honor Him. In what way? In every single aspect of our lives, we must adopt the teachings of the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. And for us to understand, we have to go back to the life of the Sahabas. How did they respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How did they honor him? How did they live amongst him, subhanallah? And then you will understand how ta'zeem and the respect and honoring of the Prophet ﷺ must be done. One Ansari woman, her husband and her father went out in the battle of Uhud. And she came running after the battle and she was inquiring about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And picture this in our minds, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Put our shoes in her place. Stand up in her feet for a little while and understand what she was going through. In the battle of Uhud, the word reached that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. This one was killed and the Muslims were overpowered. And she went running towards Uhud. And the first thing she inquired about, how is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Someone came to her. Your father has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She uttered. And again she inquired, how is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And her heart was not at ease. It was uneasy. Someone came again and said that your husband has martyred. He has died. She said, Inna lillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah. And let us picture it. Our father, our mother has passed away. Someone comes and tell us about the news. What kind of anxiety will we have? What kind of sadness, my dear respected brothers and sisters? Think about it. But this Sahabiya, she loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than her own self. They lived Islam. As the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can have complete iman. Hatta akuna habba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Until he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than his father, more than his mother, more than his children and the entire of mankind, my dear respected brothers and sisters. They lived this type of life of respecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of honoring him and following him. And many narrations are mentioned concerning the respect and the love that they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Ubaidah, in the battle of Uhud, he saw that the Rasul ﷺ had on a helmet and two rings of the helmet penetrated into his skull and was sticking out. He was attacked. He immediately rushed to the Prophet ﷺ and started to tug upon this ring with his teeth. With one ring, one tooth fell off, uprooted one of the teeth. And with his second, another teeth fell off, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Such pain they will go through, such sacrifice, whatever it may take, my dear respected brothers and sisters, for the pleasure of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is how they live their lives. How do we as Muslims, as those who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, those who claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do we respect the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ask ourselves a question. How much of the practice of the Rasul's sunnah, his practices, do we inculcate in our lives? Narrations will go on and on and on about the love that the Sahabas had, how they respected him. Narration speaks about Abdullah bin Umar would go and squat in the same places that the Rasul ﷺ squatted to relieve himself. They would camp overnight in the same places that the Rasul ﷺ would camp. And many examples are drawn to show the love that they had for the Prophet ﷺ. They loved him so much, my dear respected brothers and sisters, they will sacrifice themselves, their family lives, only for the sake of the Rasul ﷺ. Upon the death of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba started to weep. One of the Sahabas weep so much so that he became blind and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the last thing that I have seen be the beloved face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the last thing I want to see. Anas bin Nadhr, in the battle of Uhud, when the rumor was made that the Rasul had died, he was speaking to the companions, and upon hearing that, What is the sense of living in this life without the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Let us go forward and meet him, and he was martyred. He jumped into the tick battle and he died as a martyr just because he wanted to be with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my respected brothers and sisters. How many of us in our lives are willing to sacrifice our lives, our pleasures, whatever it may be, for the sake of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When Ali radiallahu ta'ala was asked concerning the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned to them, and even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, that if your fathers, your children, your brothers, your wives, your families, وَأَمْوَال اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, that wealth that you make, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and that business, all of these things, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that wealth, our family members, whatever it may be, our brothers, our sisters, if these things are more beloved to us, if these things are more beloved to us, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and even shaving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait until Allah's affair comes. Inna Allah, certainly Allah does not guide a transgressing people. If we were to place any of these things in front, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah commands us to do something and we neglect it because of these things, then we are sinning. Allah will not guide our oppressing, a transgressing people, as he mentioned. And all of these things, they will put this aside just for the pleasure of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That business that we have, it does not exist when it is we have the love of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need it to survive, but it should not be made that it is our main objective of our life, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We love our family members, but do not let this be as a means of us compromising our religion and following the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by the graveyard, and he was given salams upon the inhabitants of the grave, and he said, inshallah, I will meet my brothers. So the sahabas were amongst him. And they say, are we not your brothers? Inshallah, you want to meet your brothers. Who are you referring to? He said, no, you are my companions. My brothers are those that will believe in me as a prophet, and they have not seen me. Subhanallah. You and I, we are the brothers that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to this hadith. And how will the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognize us? As the narration speaks about it, ghurran muhajjalin. If you have a horse, a black horse, and there's white spots on that horse, it can be recognized from a far distance. Similarly, by the action of wudu that we perform on the day of judgment, it will be lit up so bright and so nice that anyone can recognize it. These are my brothers. These are my brothers who follow me. These are my brothers. We have never seen the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we believe in him. On that day, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will recognize us if we love him, if we respect him and follow his sunnah. How can we recognize the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We always hear about the example of the questions in the grave. What is your religion? Who is your Lord? Who is this man? Everyone knows the answer. But when we go to the grave, if we lived our life as Muslims, we will be able to answer the question of Al-Islam. If we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can answer the question, who is your Lord Allah? If you follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you can answer the question, who is this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And if we love them, if we love the Sahabas and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be with them on the day of judgment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُتِعَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ Whosoever obeys Allah and the Messenger. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Then they will be with those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ From the prophets. وَالصِّدِّقِينَ The truthful. وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ And the martyrs and those who do good actions. Just by this action of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we must be very careful when we say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because sometimes people exaggerate that love to the extent of committing those things that are innovated in Islam. We must go back to the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the practices of the sahabas, and we realize what that love means. As teachers, as parents, when we speak about khidmat and service for someone, as a teacher, when a teacher mentions that the best khidmat a student can do is to what? Not to fix his slippers, not to bring this for him, but to do good in his work. The best khidmat that we can do for the deen is for ourselves and following the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave aside every single thing. Leave aside every single thing. It exists, we need it, of course, but do not let that be our main objective in our life, my dear respected brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May He forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability whereby we can love the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we can follow His sunnah as much as we can. And we should try to assess ourselves. It doesn't make sense that after the khutbah, someone will go and say, I'm going to do all the sunnah possible. Because the most beloved action in the sight of Allah is the most consistent, even though it may be a little. Assess yourselves. If you realize you lack doing the miswak, try to inculcate it. Keep one here, one at home, one in the car, whatever it is. And try a simple sunnah. But not let it be that after 1 year you are still in one spot. Increase, analyze yourself and assess yourself as a businessman will do. That when he realizes that his business is not making money, then he has to put things in place. Similarly, my dear respected brothers and sisters, put things in place whereby we can accomplish every week or every month a new sunnah. And build upon it and build upon it. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take our lives until we are most pleasing to Him. As the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let the last part of my life be the best part of my life. Let the last part of our lives be the part of our life that when we are doing the most good actions possible, as much as possible, inshallah. I see these few words I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Have mercy upon us. Give us the ability to love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect him. Honor him as he should be loved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and bless us all with Jannatul Firdaus. Aqulu qawli hadha astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim.